The U.S. Labor Department released another anemic jobs report yesterday. The economy added just 113,000 jobs in January instead of the 180,000 that analysts had predicted. Despite those small gains, the unemployment rate actually inched down to 6.6%. NPR's Chris Arnold says there are lots of ways to look at those numbers.
Okay, first the bad news. Just a few months ago, things seemed to be on the upswing for Americans looking for work. Back in November, we gained 274,000 jobs. But then in December, we hit a wall. Just 75,000 jobs were added, and that's a big drop. Many analysts blamed the weather, but now this latest report for January was also disappointing. So two surprisingly weak reports in a row, that's got people wondering what's going on.
The issue is you can't know what's going on in February. You have to wait till April, May, June to get some directional clarity.
That's David Kotak, the chief economist of Cumberland Advisors. He helps big pension funds invest their money. And he says the weather has been cold and stormy, there are seasonal adjustment issues, and there's been other conflicting economic data points. And so his crystal ball is full of fog, not the clarity that he would like.
And trying to get it now is sculpting fog. And it doesn't work.
Sculpting fog makes it sound like maybe we don't know where we're headed next, but others see cause for optimism. Bob Costello is the chief economist for the American Trucking Associations.
I just think that this jobs report is underestimating the current strength of the economy. If we hit a February number and that is also very disappointing, then I think we can start to worry here a little bit. But I'll tell you, we saw some very positive things from the trucking industry late last year that got me about as excited as I've been about the economy this entire recovery.
Costello says the freight trucks that carry products and materials to stores and factories and other businesses, they were hauling more stuff in the second half of last year, and it was the biggest jump since the recession hit.
And what I heard from trucking companies out there for the month of January, in between the storms, the economy was good. The problem was the storms wreaked havoc with freight transportation, and I would not be surprised at all if it did the same thing with the jobs numbers.
But there's this peculiar thing. In January, the government collected the jobs data during a week when the weather was pretty good. It was one of those between the storms moments. Construction jobs, which are usually sensitive to bad weather, actually increased. So maybe the economy really did hit a wall that, at least in January, didn't have much to do with the weather. But leaving snowstorms aside, there is a silver lining in this latest report.
It's a good sign that we have some revival of people looking for work.
That's Randall Krosner, a University of Chicago economist and a former governor of the Federal Reserve. He says during this painfully slow recovery, more people have grown discouraged and given up even looking for work. But in January, there were fewer discouraged workers. About 500,000 more Americans were optimistic enough to at least be looking for a job. And that's a good sign. As far as what Krosner thinks this mixed bag of a jobs report means to the Federal Reserve and its incoming chair, Janet Yellen.
Janet focuses very carefully in a very detailed way on data. I don't think the data are clear yet if there has been some sort of change, because you could see the glass half empty or the glass half full.
In other words, this new year remains shrouded in some economic fog. The optimists hope, though, that when that clears, the country will still be on course for recovery. And investors, at least yesterday, were betting on that. Stocks rose despite the disappointing jobs report. Chris Arnold, NPR News.